fellow travelers, and welcome to Adventures in Security, episode 19 for March 26, 2006, with your host, Tom Olczak. This is a weekly podcast published each Sunday evening sometime before midnight. You can find the information covered in our episodes at adventuresinsecurity.com/blog. If you're interested in commenting on what you hear or about topics you'd like us to talk about, please send email to podcasts@adventuresinsecurity.com. Today, we're going to be talking about the risk associated with allowing the unmanaged use of USB and FireWire storage devices, especially iPods, in your enterprise. We'll also take a look at three popular solutions. It's been a little crazy around here this week, so this is going to be a rather abbreviated episode. But I didn't want to skip a week. We have a lot of loyal listeners, and I wanted to make sure there was something out there when you went to check. So let's move on to our first topic, or our only topic this week, which is portable storage device security. The spread of iPods goes on unabated, so does the consequent level of risk as employees bring them into the office. In addition to music players, iPods also serve as relatively high-capacity USB drives. My iPod, for example, is capable of storing almost 25 gig of documents or databases from the company network, even with all my music loaded. So what prevents a disgruntled or avaricious employee from stealing identities or intellectual property? In this episode, I take a look at the actual risks surrounding workplace use of iPods. I also look at three methods you can use to control the use of iPods or any other USB or FireWire storage device without completely shutting down all removable storage use. According to Gartner, USB and FireWire portable storage devices pose two kinds of threats. First, they allow users to bypass perimeter defenses, including firewalls and email server anti-malware, and potentially introduce malware into the enterprise. Since the malware enters the network from an internal device, it may go undetected until significant damage is caused to the company network. Portable storage devices allow employees, social engineers, and intruders in general to remove sensitive information from an organization's premises. This information might include protected health information, intellectual property, employee and consumer identities, and other types of sensitive information. The impact of an information compromise by either of these threats, including the accidental loss of information through the loss of a device, could be devastating. Governing privacy laws at the state and federal levels might dictate large fines. An organization's reputation, and as a result, its ability to attract new investors or customers, might be damaged beyond repair. There are three primary ways to manage the use of portable storage devices coming into your environment. First, completely disable USB and FireWire ports. Second, encrypt sensitive data on portable removable media. And third, deploy a solution that provides granular control of USB and FireWire ports. Completely disabling the ports is certainly a quick way to lower the risk of information transfer. It isn't difficult, especially in a Windows environment. Simple registry hack on each workstation, easily deployed via login scripts, can completely shut down USB and FireWire ports. But this might cause a problem if you deploy USB or FireWire devices like keyboards, mice, displays, and so forth. A direct registry modification to achieve a security result is not my idea of a good time. And then there's encryption. Products like Icon Locket provide a number of capabilities to organizations attempting to protect portable information. These capabilities include encryption of information on portable devices, password protection of folders or files, and file and folder copy, move, and delete restrictions. Encryption is a good way to protect information written to the device by an employee from loss or theft of the device. But unless the information is also encrypted on the network or local workstation hard drives, sensitive data is still exposed to theft. And finally, there's granular control. There are products available to provide centralized management of ports. For the purpose of this episode, however, I focus on a Windows solution provided by Microsoft, and it's free. In the option to completely disable all ports, we saw that registry hacks can control the use of portable devices, but there is an easier way, using Active Directory. Within AD, a group policy object can be used to manage not only the USB and FireWire ports, it can also manage use of floppy and CD-ROM drives. And since management is accomplished all via AD, centralized management from the enterprise to the individual system is possible. According to Microsoft, the first step is the creation of an ADM file. For those of you not familiar with ADM files, they are script-like files that can be imported into group policy objects. The recommended contents of the file are contained in Microsoft's Guide to Preventing Information Leaks. The link to this guide can be found at adventuresinsecurity.com/blog in the episode notes. Following the instructions in the guide, you can create a GPO specifically intended to manage devices capable of writing information to portable media. As with all security issues, a technology solution is not enough, however. Strong policies, procedures, standards, and guidelines must be in place to ensure secure operation of iPods, MP3 players, USB drives, and other types of devices that your employees are bringing into the work environment. Further, an aggressive user awareness program is necessary to affect changes in employee behavior. Regardless of the path you take, take one. Ignoring the growing risk of workplace portable storage devices is no longer a responsible option. Well, that's it for this week. I told you it would be short. I also want to bring to your attention a new service that we're providing via our website at adventuresinsecurity.com. You can also get the information at arudiosecurity.com. And that is the creation of user awareness training modules. These training modules are flash-based and can be delivered via Classroom or over your intranet. So take a look at adventuresinsecurity.com/courses at the free courses that are available. Those are generic, and those would be something like the courses we would create for you, but only your courses would be customized to your specific needs. For example, if you wanted to train your employees on your security program, on one or more policies, these are a great vehicle with which to do that. Take a look at the free courses that are up there. See if it's something that you might be interested in, and drop us an email or give us a call, and we can talk you through what it would take to put something like that together for your organization. Those free courses on our website are pretty generic. They don't have any video, very little animation, but for the purposes of your training modules, we would definitely work with you to expand the capabilities. Again, that's at adventuresinsecurity.com/courses to take a look at the generic courses. And I hope you'll contact us to find out what we can do for you. So that's it for this week. And I hope we were able to help you secure your network. And until next week, be careful what you click.